Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton welcomes IT consultant Alex Melching as they show us how to spin up a website in minutes with Windows Azure websites. Tune in as they walk us through the steps in getting started with the Windows Azure free trial, and then take us on a tour of the Azure Gallery, dashboards, and settings, as well as demo how to migrate over content from an existing site. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft here in my Tampa studio. And I have a special guest. He's actually down the street from where I live. I got Alex Melching. How you doing, bud?
How are you? Great to be here.
Doing great. Thanks for joining us to talk about Windows Azure and specifically WordPress on Windows Azure and building your websites.
That's right. It's actually simpler than you think, and I think the demos we'll do today will be great.
Yeah, for sure. And you own your own consulting company, Alex Cloud. I know you've been going to a lot of our TechNet events for many years. You work in the area of electronic health medical records and helping small and medium-sized businesses, private medical practices to comply with the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid. So in doing CMS there. The meaningful use program and meeting government guidelines for HIPAA and high-tech activities. So very, very cool. You're also a community leader for the Tampa Bay Virtualization User Group. Ow! Good job. So welcome once again. I always have a special question or two for my new guests that come on IT Time TechNet Radio, and that is, tell us what your first computer experience was.
My first computer experience was definitely back in elementary school, actually with the old Radio Shack, like TRS-80s, but didn't really get my first home computer till my dad bought it and brought it home. That was so expensive at the time, and it was like hard to get, and we installed Windows 3.1 on it, so that was my first Windows experience.
Gotcha, so you're a young guy, so yeah, excellent. Well, so 3.1, how did that move you into IT? How'd you get started in IT?
Working at a hospital. I was started out in medical records, and they needed somebody to come work over in the HIS department to run their old AS400s. Well, at the time they were new, but I just moved over there and started out learning Unix, and actually stayed with Unix for a long time. And it was great. It moved me on to huge and bigger, better things. Just learning IBM Unix.
Gotcha. Well, excellent. Well, welcome to the show. We're going to talk about WordPress running in Windows Azure. We're going to go ahead and build a website. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and kick off with a demo, take you into the Azure subscription through the portal, go through the gallery and build a website. So what do you think? Let's take a look.
Yeah.
All right. So here we're taking a look at the Windows Azure subscription page. This is fairly new. It says try it out for 1 month, a 1 month trial. You get $200 worth of Azure compute and storage capabilities. And so go out and get your Azure subscription. That's where you're going to start by trying it now. You can get to this link by going to http://try-azure. That's try Azure, as the URL says on the screen here. So here's the portal. As we go into getting our account, we'll go ahead and go into the portal. I've got a little bit of everything running in here. Currently, I've got Active Directory, Access Control Namespace. I've got a website, which is running WordPress, which we'll take a look at in just a little bit. Of course, the cloud service and running virtual machines. I've got the first thing you want to do really when starting up Azure is build that friendly name storage account. I've got the backup vault, and I got a platform as a service SQL database. So I got a little bit of everything running here. But what we're going to focus on now is the website information specifically in WordPress. As you can see over on the left-hand side of the taxonomy here, you can drill down to each one of these areas to configure and provision the different pieces and services in Azure. If you just want to see like websites, then you'll go ahead and click on websites here. The first thing you want to do is And once again, I've currently have a website running here. The first thing you want to do is you want to go down here to the new button, down in the lower left-hand corner. We're going to click on new. You'll see that the website is in preview still, not general availability, so it is in preview still. But we'll go ahead and create the website from scratch. We can do what we call a quick create, simply putting a specific unique URL followed by Microsoft's AzureWebsites.net. You'll pick the region. And then, of course, you'll do whatever subscription you have at that point. You can do a custom create. You get a little bit more flexibility here with the database. You can create a 20 meg SQL database, a new big SQL database, a MySQL database. And then it shows you the other databases as well that are available there. And so what we can do is go to new, once again, website. And I want to go ahead and go from the gallery. Here's a list of all of the different images that we can pick from here in the gallery. So here in the gallery, you'll see I have the app frameworks, blogs, CMS, e-commerce, all of a bunch of different templates we can choose from there. So that's pretty exciting. But if we only want to see like blogs, for instance, and we can click on blogs here, it'll give us, you know, the different types of third-party providers that we have templates for. And there's WordPress, so I'll go ahead and click on WordPress and click the arrow. I'll give it a unique name here. I'll call it Blaino. If I have like Blaine Barton, like I already have a website for that. If I have Blaine Barton, you'll see that that's already in use. So you want to have something specific. So I'll go ahead and pick Blaino there, and you'll see it's verified with the green check mark. Using existing my SQL database, I'll go ahead and take the database that I have currently running. I'll take the East US, and I'll take my subscription that I have currently. By the way, you'll also notice it gives you the version, the size, and the release date of WordPress. Click Next. We'll go ahead and take the default of Blaine SQL there. We'll go ahead and you'll see down here, it's got the gray check mark. It's grayed out. But if you want to go ahead and agree to the legal terms and, of course, read that document for ClearDBs, then you go ahead and check that box, and you'll click the check mark. So here it's creating the website. While it's doing that, I'll go ahead and show you the website that I currently have running. Here's the dashboard for my website running in WordPress. So as you can see, dashboard. I can also go in here and monitor the different parts of, you know, CPU time, data in, data out, all the requests that are going on there. The configure tab will take me into what, you know, general terms of what .NET framework or PHP version, all the way down to custom domain names. You can learn more about that, you know, pointing and getting those C records and those things in DNS configured to use your own custom domain name, and also point that to Windows Azure. So that's where you can configure things. Scaling out, if you want to scale, you can go ahead and, you know, websites starting out are for free. We can go to a shared instance where we can actually increase the instance count or the capacity, if you will. And then there's reserved, where I can go big with 4 core, 7 gig if I want to. So we'll go ahead and keep that free. And then the link resources. This is where you have MySQL databases. And also, if you say unlinked, you can go ahead and unlink the database there. If you want to link, say, and create a new resource, you can go in here and select either MySQL database, storage account, or you can use SQL Server itself. So I just wanted to kind of show you that inside this dashboard here. So if I go back to the main area here, you'll see, and if I click on websites, you'll see here that now that my second site is currently running, Blaino is currently running. We take a look at the website here. It's going to actually go into the blog that I've created in WordPress, and I've got some postings here as well as a step-by-step on how to set up virtual machines in Windows Azure. And more importantly, down at the very bottom is the login for the WordPress to where you can configure it. So I'll go ahead and put in admin here, and I'll give it my password. And really, in a matter of, you know, 10 minutes, as you saw, by provisioning that website, you're up and running with out Windows Server, you know, as the base infrastructure, having a server with the hardware, having IIS, doing all this, building all this up, building out your WordPress site and physical server. Here you can just basically use the gallery, take the template, and you're off and running with a WordPress site. So here's basically the interface of WordPress. I've got some, you know, the posts available that I've put up there, the media, and more importantly, kind of how I built this out with the appearance, with the themes and widgets and those types of things. So I can take an available theme, and then I can also go into plugins, which Alex is going to talk about, and then some of the tools around import and export. So I showed you a little bit about the WordPress site that I created in Windows Azure, but what I'd like to do is now let's take a look at what Alex has configured. So Alex, back to you. Let's take a look.
Yeah, I'm going to take over from where you left off. I'm going to show you my subscription, and it's also the trial period and with the new trial, so we're still limited by the 30 days and what we can spin up. But I'll take you through a little bit more of the settings through the dashboard and how those are actually used and what is spun up on Azure side, and then how we can talk later about how to import some general posts that you might already have using another hosting provider. So here is my Azure subscription on my dashboard for my website that we spun up earlier today, and basically I'm going to walk you through what Blaine just walked you through the, what you can actually do and configure for Azure to run a WordPress site. So now, you can monitor any aspect, which makes it real nice if you need to find out what's going on. And, of course, everything is scalable in Azure, so let me click on that real quick and explain what some of this stuff can do. The free one is going to give you one instance. And this will maintain your free subscription even after the trial has expired, through what I've read. So if you decide to switch to a shared instance, what this is actually does is share resources in Azure. And you can spin up as the limit is 6. If you switch to reserve, you can actually dedicate hardware now that is strictly yours to use. So if you're doing something huge, this would be your best bet. So for right now, we're going to stick with the free. And since I've already spun up the website, this is the general website you'll see. And after you install WordPress, you'll go through the standard process of creating a username, a password, and it'll take you to the dashboard. So as we want to log into your WordPress site in Azure, it's no different than installing WordPress anywhere else. So just go ahead and log in. And you have your typical WordPress dashboard. So if you are running a WordPress site on another hoster, you can easily export your posts, any type of pages you've built. And once we decide to do a more advanced setting, we can really go through and actually export databases and the entire media gallery and other back-end parts of WordPress. So let me switch over to our users group website. And you can see all the stuff that I have built on here. And so now I want to move all these posts and pages to my Azure site. So just by coming down here and clicking on Tools, we want to export these settings. And if you haven't already done so, and I'll show you on the Azure side, you will actually have to import a plugin to allow you to do this. So I'm going to go ahead and export everything. Or if you just want to do post pages, you can select it right here. So it's quick and easy. And I'm going to save it. And that's done. There's not too much on here, so I'm not too worried. So now that I have that saved, I'm going to come back over to my Azure site. And here's what I'm going to show you, where it's going to ask you to install that plugin. So I'm going from WordPress to WordPress. And it's going to say you need this plugin. Just click on install. It only takes a second to install, so all you have to do is just come back down to Tools. Sometimes it will bring up the window, or you can click here, but let's just go back to Tools, get used to using the menus. Just click back on WordPress. Now let's find our file. And here we go. Now, this option here is like, so if you've created another user and want to post all those pages and anything to attach to a different new username, you can select that now. By default, it'll be the admin that you set up. This part here, when you import from another WordPress site, a lot of this stuff doesn't carry over. It's like if you have a lot of media put into your post, images from the media gallery, they will not come over, and that takes another step on the back end of Azure to FTP all that information over. So let's just go ahead and hit submit. It doesn't actually take too long. I lied. So here's everything that came over from my current production site. So we can come right back up and check our posts. And here's everything categorized and built the way I had it. Post, pages, any comments. So let's go ahead and actually take a look at the site now, even though, see, and one big thing to make note too is that, like, the theme settings will not cross over, so I think we can do that in another episode and really show how you can merge everything over and move one site from one hosting to Azure. Okay, so now that I've imported all my posts, let's go ahead and view the page now. And we can actually see all the posts, pages, comments, everything that has come over. So here we go. And that's how easy it is. Now, in order to do all the fancy stuff, requires a little bit more step, and it does require a back end through FTPing, because the WordPress structure on Azure has not changed. So you don't have to worry about any directory structure changes, anything with the SQL changes, unless you've made specific modifications to your MySQL database on wherever you're currently hosting your WordPress site. If so, then you're going to want to take the steps to back everything up, download it, store it, so we can move everything over. And I think as we try to really get in a real advanced demo, we can really show you how to do that.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex. That was a great demo. And this pretty much concludes episode one, part one of two, with Windows, Azure, and WordPress, and getting your website up there. Kind of saw a little bit of both my website and both Alex's website. So with Alex, any last words you wanted to say about the episode?
Yeah, like you just saw how easy it was to spin up a WordPress website and how easy it is actually to move information over from one site to another, regardless of what hosting provider you have. And I think, like, in our next one, we'll really show you the back end, where how we can really move everything if you really want to move to Azure, and we'll move everything over and show how to spin that website up without any complications.
That's fantastic. In fact, we're going to take a look at part two of moving internet service provider, in this instance, GoDaddy, and moving the GoDaddy WordPress site over to Windows Azure. So with that, stay tuned for part two. And thank you for always tuning in to IT Time TechNet Radio. And with that, it's a wrap.